Good evening. So I read the shorter version of this gospel. If I read the longer version, it would take about 20 minutes. It's quite a detailed story, but it is one of the most amazing stories about a woman who's been married many times, and she comes to a well, and she leaves a completely different person. Reminds me of the times when I go to the store, and I go to the store to buy one thing, and I walk out with 20. But just imagine that if you went to the store to buy one thing, and you walked out with a shopping cart full of stuff, you might say, well, I guess I needed all that stuff, but it cost a lot of money. But just imagine that you went to the store and you bought the one thing, and everything else that you put in that cart was free. It was a free gift from the store. And if that happened, that's almost exactly what happened in tonight's gospel. Jesus and a woman meet at a well, and the woman walks away completely different. You know, you cannot meet Jesus and stay the same. In fact, the fact that you changed is actually the sign that the meeting with Jesus actually even took place. You cannot meet Jesus and stay the same. She comes to the well, Jesus comes to the well, and a very remarkable thing happens. If you get a chance to read the longer version, maybe take a look at it after Mass or at some point. But they have this conversation. Jesus says simply, give me a drink. And he is met with sarcasm, cynicism, and insults. So why is that? Well, first of all, we know that this encounter occurs at noon. That's a very telling tale, because women did not go to the well at noon. Women went to the well early in the morning. They all went together as a group. And that they would, by the way, besides getting water, they would share the town gossip, the town news, information, what's going on. Just like people love to do when they gather around the water cooler, they share information. This woman is not welcome at that time. She is an outcast. She comes by herself at noon. And why she's an outcast, you see in the longer version of the gospel, because it says that she's been married five times. That means five times she has married someone in the village. You can imagine that the other women don't like her because they see her as a threat. They see her as the enemy, and they reject her. And this has made her a bitter, sour, sarcastic, cynical person. And she dumps all that cynicism, all that sarcasm, all those insults on Jesus, who remarkably doesn't take it personally. He just simply listens, and then he asks a few more questions. And the woman is startled by that. This woman knows how to reject people. She knows how to drive people away. She knows how to be sarcastic and cynical and insulting. She knows how to keep people away, and yet Jesus doesn't leave. He doesn't go away. He doesn't take it personally. You see, we get upset when someone insults us because it insults our dignity. We feel that someone has put us down. But Jesus recognizes that his dignity doesn't come from this woman. His dignity comes from God, our Father in heaven. This woman can't bestow dignity or take it away. Our Lord's dignity only comes from his Father in heaven. So he's relaxed, and he's calm, and he's cool, and he's collected, and he just engages in further conversation with this woman, who is startled and surprised, because this is the first time someone has reacted that way, and shows he's intrigued, and she's curious, and she begins to ask questions, and they have this wonderful conversation, which basically changes her heart, and she goes away completely changed. She actually leaves her bucket, but really goes away with a shopping cart full of grace. This is a powerful gospel. I think, you know, if there's anything that we could give up during Lent, maybe you're giving up this food or that food, if there's anything that would be the best to give up Lent, in Lent, is overreacting when people say things to you. jumping to conclusions when people say something hurtful, you know, just kind of coming unglued when someone is short or tempered with you. Basically, one of the most beautiful things we can do is to not take these comments personally, because our dignity does not come from other people, not the clerk at a store, not a neighbor, not even your husband or wife or parents or children, not myself, not anyone else except our Father in heaven. And when we see how Jesus is able to be so relaxed and so calm dealing with this woman, it actually churns her, it changes her from a sarcastic, cynical person into a person whose now life is completely open and her life has been completely changed. She comes to the well one way and leaves another. We can come to this Mass one way and leave another as well. Let us continue to be intrigued by this person of Jesus. Let us be curious about him. You know, we still have several weeks left in the University Series, and the University Series is only about all of us finding out about this person of Jesus who has so many lessons and so much wisdom to instill in us in our life, like the lesson that he has in this gospel. We come to the well one way and we leave completely different, entirely because of our experience of our Lord, who always, always loves us in every day and every moment of our life.